Yivamis Perek Dal Mishnah Yud Gimel. The last Mishnah Yud Beis, we learned that there's Machlokes Tanoim about Chayve Lavin, whether Hayotze Mehem Havlad Mamzer. So here the Mishnah says, Ezu Mamzer, Kol She'er Boser, Loshen She'er means a blood relative, Kol She'er Boser Shehu Belo Yovoy. Any blood relative which is Belo Yovoy. You look at the Mefarshim, actually, it's, the Lashon is a little bit sosim, it's a little bit of a stereo, because She'er Bosor, L'chor means a familial relationship. Lo Yovoy is the Torah's terminology, L'gabi Chai B'Lavin. Lo Yovoy, Amoini, Mayovi, Mamzer, those things are not Alts the relative, they're Alts Apsul. So the way to read it, the way the Rambam says is, Kol She'er Bosor, or any marriage which is Belo Yovoy. Either way, according to Rabbi Kiva, is a Mamzer. Chayve Lavin and Chayve Krisis, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. What the Makor to Rabbi Kiva is, the Gemara says, and it's Santa Zach, that the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Pashat Kisete, Lo Yikach Ish Esei Shesov Le Yigal Knaf Oviv, which is a little bit awesome. Lo Yikach Ish Esei Shesov, a man is not allowed to marry his father's wife, that we understand. That's Chayve Krisis. Lo Yigal Knaf Oviv, what does that mean? The Gemara Darshan's Knaf Shiro Oviv, the Ha'erva Shiro Oviv, Lo Yigala, that what it's talking about is not Eshes Oviv, it's talking about Anusas Oviv. Anusas Oviv means any woman who is Nevelis, his father is also. Now, that's not Chavi Krisus. There's no relative over there. All that is Epesa Anusas Oviv is Chavi Lavin. If it's Chavi Lavin, stay down the Pasuk, that Chavi Lavin is also Mamzeris. Why? Because the next pasuk is Loyova Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So you have a smichus apsukim to tell you that Loyigala Knafov of Anusas Oviv is Chayve Lavin is also Loyova Mamzer, that's also Shafs Mamzerus. That's the Makar of Rabbi Kiva. Shimon HaTemoni Yoimi, some have the Gesa Shimon HaTemoni, some have the Gesa Shimon HaTimni. Both are names of places. It's not clear what the Makar of the name is. Shimon HaTemoni Yoimi Kol Shechayovin Alov Koros Bidei Shemayim. The halacha kedvorov. The Mishnah doesn't usually say that, but here the Mishnah adds halacha kedvorov in the middle of the discussion. Shimon HaTemoni Shita, the Gemara says, comes from the same Makar. He understands the lo yigala knaf oviv is not referring to anusasov. Anusasov by him is not chayve lavin. Over here we're talking about the knaf sheru'uya lo oviv, which means a woman who's oimedes for his father to marry. Who's that? That's a father's yevoma. It's the woman who is married to his father's brother. His father's brother died. She's a shemez yom to the father. So she's anyways chavi krisus. Because she's eshes achi oviv. That's chavi krisus. So Mamela states in the posuk that lo yove mamzer, mamzerus is what? In a relationship of chavi korus. That's the shita of Shimon HaTemoni. Rabbi Yeshua oime kol shechayom malov misas bezdin. Rabbi Yeshua is the most further shita. And he holds that only Mises Bezdin, even Chavi Krisus not. Chavi Krisus, by the way, is very many of the familial brother, sister, Eishes Ach, Achois Isha, uncles, aunts, all that is Chavi Krisus. Chavi Misa is usually the relationships that go up and down. Daughter, mother, Shviger, daughter-in-law, those are Chavi Misa. And he as well is coming from the same pasuk. Since the pasuk says Lo Yikach Ishes Eishes Oviv, V'Lo Yigala Knav Oviv, the Torah says over here Samach V'Nirut Mamzeres Lo Yikach Ishes Eishes Oviv. He's talking about Chayve Misa. Eishes Oviv is Chayve Skila. So Mel, that's the only time there's a din of Mamzerus. Omar Reb Shimon Ben Azai Motzosi Megillas Yuchsim BiYushalayim. Found the Megillas Yuchsim. It's not clear exactly what the level of reliability is. But he found a star in Yerushalayim, v'kosuv bo ish ploini mamzeh me'eshes ish l'kayim devir b'shua. Sounds like that mamzeh over here is described as ish ploini mamzeh me'eshes ish. That the Megillas Yuchsin wrote down me'eshes ish to say that only chayvi misa creates mamzerus. There are a few points that are worth mentioning over here. First of all, the way we pass on halacha chayvi krisus, l'chayra, the Kiddushin shouldn't be Teifis in a Nidah. Nidah is Chavi Krisus. The Gemara says, is Exeza Kosov, Vitihini Dosa Ola, Vitihi is Loshen Havaya, that that these issues can be created in the Isha Nida. The Shaila in Ksubis, maybe Chupa Nisun is not Shaila Nisun, but Eris and Avada Kedushin Toivsin Bo. Furthermore, you have Bo Al Nida Rachman San Avada in Avlad Mamsa. And the pshat in that is, you could say it's Tamak Zeres HaKosuf. Shener Gezocht is to say the Torah is Megala over here that Nido is not a Cheftza of an Erva. What she is it's a Bio Asura. Issues with a Nido is the same issue. It's not an issue Psula. Person's married, he stays married, even B'Shas Nidoso. The Bio is a Bio Sarayis, but not that the woman, the relationship, is a Bias Erva, which is really the Oimik of the way the Rishonim on Metaritz and Yivomis Dav Beis, they want to know why, if the issue is a Nida B'Shas Nefila, when the brother dies, why don't we say that Kivin Shenes Olav Shoachas, there's no, it's not Shaykh to be Mekayim Yibum, B'Shas Misa Shuv, she doesn't become Skuka. And the answer is, Avada, she is Skuka. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the Zika that's Chal on her. She's fully royally Yibum. It's not shaykh to do a maisa kinyan of beer. That could be, but it's not in the issues. It's not in the relationship. That's one point worth mentioning. The other point over here is that the way we read the first line in the Mishnah, Shitzu B'Kiva, the way the Rambam reads it in Pirush HaMishnah, it says, Kol Sheir Basar, any familial relationship, or, Kiviyachol, that's what the word Shehu means, Beloyove, any relationship which is a psul, which is Beloyove. L'maisa, look at the Tosfos Yomtov and Reb Akiva Eiger over here. They bring raid from the Gemara. It could be according to Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos understand that the Lashon of the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Gimel, is Kol Sheir Basar, there has to be a familiar relationship. And that would tell us, Lamashal, the Machzik Gushosoi would not be. Even though it's Chai V'Lavin, they would not create Mamzeus because Machzik Gushosoi is a psul. It's not any type of familial relationship. There's no relationship there in Machzik Gushosoi. So Mamela, the Mishnah Yud Gimel would then be considered, this is the way you would learn on Pidah Sugya and Daf Mem Tes, as arguing with Mishnah Yud Beis, where there's another Tana, according to Rebbe Akiva, that holds that Machzik Gushosoi Yotzi Vavlad Mamzeh. Kiviyachol, it's two shittas according to Rebbe Akiva. That's the discussion. But if you read it the way we read it when we read the Mishnah, Kol Sheir Basar Shuba Loyovoi, that it's Sheir Basar, a relative, or Beloyovoi, so then it's talking two different things. So then Avada, Machzik Gushosoi Avada would also be included. It would also be Mamzeres. Then the Mishnah continues. Ishtoi Shemesa Mutter Bachoisa. This is a halacha that we know already. The two sisters, one's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, but as soon as his wife dies, Mutter Bachoisa. The only erva that becomes Mutter Lacha Misa, one of the parties, is only Achoisa Ishtoi. Gersha Vamesa, but if he divorces his wife, Mutter Bachoisa. That means the Gerish in itself, the fact that she's not his wife anymore, the relationship of Achos Ishtoi stays. The Chiddush over here is that even though the Mesa wasn't on the Ishus, still the Mesa is Mater to marry the sister. His Grusha died, so it doesn't have to be his wife that died that's Mater, his sister. It has to be that Lemaisa, the two sisters, are not alive. So Gerish of a Mesa also Mutter B'Achosa. Nisis La'ache V'Mesa. Even if she got married to somebody else, his former wife got married to somebody else, that's not Matir, her sister, just because she's married to somebody else. She has no relationship with him anymore. Afilachi is not allowed to marry her sister. But again, the Mesa will help. So Nisis itself not, but then Umesa, the Aloch is Mutter B'Achosa. Yevimtoi Shemesa, Mutter B'Achosa. Again, he's not allowed to marry his Yevomas, his Skukas, sister, it's a chos kukosoi. But if after she dies, avada mutter b'chosoi. Cholatz lo v'meisa, mutter b'chosoi. Again, cholatz lo, it's a chos chalutzosoi, he's not allowed to marry. V'meisa, it's no worse than a chos ishtoi. A chos ishtoi is mutter. Therefore, a chos chalutzosoi, la'achamisa, is avada mutter b'chosoi. Perek hei Mishnah Aleph. Perek Chamishi, Perek Rabbi Gamliel, is short and sweet, but it's a very valuable perek because there's a chazorah in summary of a lot of the Yesodos in Masechet Yevamos. So let's start. Let's chazor over a few basic ideas that we've had over and over again, and that is, a woman who's kuka liyibum, what's chal in her is either yibum makes her nasis kishda l'chol dover of the yovam, If the Yavam is Chaylit, so that frees her, it frees the other Tzorois, and it frees all of them from all the brothers. That's the basic Tzura of Yivam v'Chalitza. What's important to remember also, the way we paskin, is that Yibum is Koina, Chalitza frees, Maimar is only Derabonim, Midereis, it's nothing. Important also to remember that once a woman is a Chalutza, the Chazal gave that a status of a Grusha. One is not allowed to marry the sister of his Chalutza, because it's like Achois Grushosoi. Also, a Yavam with a Yavam, if he's Chalitza, he can't marry her sister. If he's Miyab Mitzpasha, he can't marry the sister, because it's his wife's sister, it's Achois Sister. If he's Chalitz, what he did is he created a relationship of Chalutzosoi. The Halacha is, Kivin Shaleibono Shuv Lo Yivne. The sister of his chalutza is also to midereisa, but it's only chayv elav. It doesn't go back to be an age zach, and that's true lahalochu lemaisa klapi all the brothers and klapi all the tzoros. Now let's start reading the Mishnah inside. Rabbi Gamliel loymer, en get acha get. First, let's read the words. En get acha get v'loy maimer acha maimer v'loy biila acha biila v'loy chalitza acha chalitza. No, what does this all mean? Enget achaget means as follows. Midereisa, the only way to free a yevoma from the clutches of zikas yabim is only with chalitza. Midrabonon, the same way they made maimar, which marries a yevoma, even though midereisa it's nothing, only bia is koine her in the din of yibum. There's no kedusha kesev oshtar. A get also has no meaning legabe yevoma. You can't free yevoma lashok. Ayidei get. Chazal instituted that a get, kivyochel, does the same thing as chalitza would do on the rabbanon level. Now, the same way chalitza, if Reuven dies and he leaves over Shimon v'Levi, and he had two wives, Rochel and Leah, chalitza of either brother patters for the other brother, and it also patters the tzara. The same will be true by get. Therefore, Reuven died, there's Shimon v'Levi, and Reuven left over Rochel and Leah. As soon as Shimon would give a get to Rochel, what he's doing is, kivyochel, he's making chalitza, he's freeing her from the zika, of course, midraban, midraisa is still a skukal yibam. He gives her a get, he's freeing her from the zika siyabna, with that he's freeing her tzara also. Because he's freeing her tzara also, he can't turn around and be miyabim the tzara. Also, it means that once he gave a get, then she has a din like a chalutza, and a person can't marry achois kukosoi. But Lagabi, the second wife, not. In get lach a get means that once Shimon gave a get to Rochel, it's kivyochel he made chalitza. Chalitza after chalitza is meaningless, which is what we have in the Mishnah. In chalitza chalitza. In get lach a get as well. So in get lach a get, and we have the fourth din in place for chalitza chalitza, because every chalitza is chal on the whole bias. Now let's go to din number two. V'loy maimer acha maimer. Maimar works again midrabanon as if he would have been miyabim. Reuven died, the Shimon and Levi, Rochel and Leah are skukim. If Shimon makes maimar in Rochel, kivyochel he was miyabim her, it's not shaykh to do maimar, not for him and not for his brother. There is no maimar on the tzor. So v'loy maimar acha maimar. V'loy bi'ila acha bi'ila, that's the easiest one because it's the reisa. If Shimon is boil Rochel and his koiner Nasis Kishdol Choldover, that's Chal Legabi the Tzor, it's Chal Legabi both brothers. So Bila Chabila is meaningless. And on that Chacham argue, Vacham Oimrim, the way we just said it is that the Ein Maimer Acha Maimer and the Ein Get Acha Get are debatable because both of those are Dirabonon. So Chacham hold no, Yesh Get Acha Get, when Shimon gives a get to Rochel, it's not, we don't look at him in the Rabbanon as if he did Chalitza. We look at it, he freed the Zikas Yabim, but it's not Chalitza. Therefore, even on a Rabbanon level, we still see the other Tzora as Oimedes Lihi Cholitz. If the second one would be given a get, Yesh Get Acha Get. V'yesh Maima Acha Maima. If Shimon would make Maima to Rochel, we don't look at it as if he was Miyabim Hernas Kishel Chaldava, we see it as a Kedushin which doesn't really work. So even on the Drabonon level, we see Leia, the other Tzara, as still open for Yibum or for Maimer. And therefore, if there's a Maimer after a Maimer, you're going to have to treat both of them with the severity of a marriage. Both of them will need a get. So yesh get hachaget, yesh maimer hachamaimer, but, of course, on a deraisa level, bi'ilo is koina, and chalitza frees. So, loy bi'ilo hachabilo, v'loy hachabilo, v'loy hachalitza klum. And avada, there's nothing afterwards.